This is Tamara Wallace on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour, and this is a recap of my week that started on Monday, June 24th. I spoke with Kevin Harris at Harris Crop Insurance in Abilene, just like all throughout the week, said harvest was going well and much better than last year, good yields, and lost a little test weight with some rain. That was just really the overall comments throughout the week that I heard from others. Spoke with Schuyler Grain out of Salina, Kansas, and they had, again, test weights were 60, and then they dropped down to 58 with some of that rain. Riley Zamrazala from Ellsworth Co-op said that they were about 75% done, and yields were surprisingly good. On Tuesday, I met up with Central Prairie Co-op in Claflin, and Vicki Miller said that farmers were happy with the wheat than what they thought. Kent Kaiser from Bushton, Kansas, he had 600 acres, and he was down to his last 40 when I stopped to visit with him. Blake Conley from Alliance Ag and Grain, he's Vice President Grain at Spearville, Kansas, and he said that we had been really good. There was some areas that had some hail that impacted the area, and some zeroed out, but they were overall, he was very pleased with it. Brian Yoey, manager of Golden Valley Co-op in Sanford, Kansas, said that harvest was good, yields were better than expected. Again, just overall the comments I heard throughout the week. Michael Geis from Frontier Ag said that Ransom, Kansas and Utica, it was better than what they thought it was going to be. Eric Worth from Golden Belt Co-op in Ellis, Kansas, said yields were above what they anticipated and was pleased with their harvest. Wednesday, went down to Scott City and met up with Joe Miller, and he said that 2 months ago they thought they were going to have to spray their wheat and kill it, so it was surprisingly turned out really good. They had yields in between 40 and 80, and 62-65 test weight. Maddie Holzmeister with the Schuyler, she's a merchandiser at Oakley, said their test weights have been 60 and above, and they were probably going to finish up by this weekend. Shane Supas from Scott City, his dad is with Kansas Wheat, Ron Supas, and overall was surprisingly good, pleased with the results. Jason Baker at Scott City Co-op, he's the CEO there, and he said that it was much improved and better quality and yield from last year, so they were really happy to see that. Spoke with Larice Schwederman down at Syracuse. She said yields were better than expected. They got a lot of rain in May, and that helped them a lot. Gary Miller-Shasky from Lakin, Kansas, he's a Kansas Wheat Commissioner, said they had high test weights and good wheat. He said U.S. wheat will have good wheat to export. And then on day five, I spoke with Jeannie Falk. She's a multi-county agronomist that covers Wallace County out here by Sharon Springs, and she said that everything was going very well out here as well. Caught up with Dale Smith from Oakley, Kansas. He was out cutting weed out by Winona, and he was helping a neighbor cut wheat. He was all done around Oakley. So he was just helping his neighbor. Clay Sheem, he's a board member with Kansas Wheat from Sharon Springs. They were very pleased with their wheat harvest, and everything been going really well. And that is my recap for the week. And this is Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRM for the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour.